Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Well, we've had the rain, and now the wind is about to hit us. And let's check in with the latest now from AccuWeather's Matt Benz. Matt?
Yes, and still recovering from that rain from last night, but, of course, still dealing with the ongoing flooding on area rivers. That'll likely be a case here rested today through tomorrow across North Jersey before those rivers crest and then finally come back down. Then our focus turns towards the wind. It will turn windy this afternoon, but the strongest winds expected tonight and especially tomorrow. That's why we have a high wind watch out for most of the tri-state here. For tomorrow through tomorrow evening, expecting to see winds gusting as high as 50 or more miles per hour for tomorrow. That combination of soggy ground and, of course, strong winds could mean trees could topple in places, could also lead to some power outages. But again, winds picking up through tonight and through the day for tomorrow. Bud, back to you.
All right, Matt, thank you. Driving in the driving rains yesterday was difficult at best and dangerous at worst. Lots of flooding, including in Kearney, New Jersey. Here's 10 to Winds reporter Holly Hare.
Hours after the rain stopped, Belleville Turnpike was closed, still flooded in at least three spots. Shadia Johnson stopped to look at one of the areas and decided not to cross.
Even though this is a SUV, I'm still not sure. I'm a little scared.
Saturday night, during the heavy rain, six vehicles got stuck on this road. Kearney Fire Department Deputy Chief Ed Agnew says they got everyone out safely.
Our boats went out in the water, and they ended up rescuing five people from three vehicles. And we had our MPV unit, that's our high water unit, come in from the other side. They were able to rescue six people from three other vehicles.
A couple of hours earlier, they rescued people from two vehicles stuck in flooding on Passaic Avenue. Holly Hare, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kearney.
NYPD has made an arrest in the latest subway push story. 35-year-old Christian Valdez is under arrest, charged with attempted murder and felony assault. Police say he was arrested last night, accused of pushing his girlfriend onto the tracks. At the Fulton Street station in Lower Manhattan yesterday morning, police say she had her feet amputated by the train. The boyfriend fled. Police arrested him last night. National Guard soldiers are coming to the New York City subway system, but they will not be allowed to carry long guns. Governor Hochul made the announcement just after she announced that the soldiers would be coming into the subway system at bag check stations. It was a rough Saturday for pedestrian crashes in the city.
Two people were hit, a 12-year-old girl and a 68-year-old man. The girl was along Main Street near 73rd Avenue in Kew Gardens Hills when she was hit, taken to the hospital with head and foot injuries. The driver, a 20-year-old woman, stayed on scene. She was given a ticket for failure to yield. The man was hit just after 6:30 p.m. Police say he was not in the crosswalk, but apparently just walked out in front of a car as he crossed Borden Avenue mid-block at 11th Street. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition with a broken leg, head pain, and more, but is expected to survive. That driver stayed on scene, too, and police say the crash is still under investigation. I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Gun violence in the early morning hours in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. Police say they got a 911 call just after 1 o'clock this morning at 673 Sterling Place, found a 40-year-old man with a gunshot wound in the chest, pronounced dead at a local hospital. He's now been identified as 40-year-old Lavelle Frazier. No arrests as of yet. And during the heavy rains last night, a man was stabbed in Alphabet City. Police say a 58-year-old man was stabbed in the back at East 5th Street and Avenue A just before 7 o'clock. The victim's in stable condition. Police are still looking for the attacker.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Ah, the classic from the musical Cabaret. No one won last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot now goes up to $532 million for Monday's drawing. There was one $2 million winning ticket in Ohio. It's not chop liver. And the two winning million-dollar tickets, one in New York and one in Florida.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.